It's Isworth, Corey Haim, all Bank Holiday Monday guests, every hour on the show. We get Richard Hammond coming up next, who's a caring guru. He does a show called Top Gear, Corey.
Excellent.
And he's a very nice guy.
Excellent.
Loads of questions coming in for him at the moment. Now, Dream a Little Dream was another one of those films for you, which was just massive. You must still get a lot of people talking about that. What's your memories of making that film?
Getting apart was the memory, and breaking my leg 3 days before filming and calling the director from the hospital going... dude, I just busted my leg in half. Did I lose the part? No, can you do it in crutches? And I'm like, I don't want crutches, I want canes, man. You know? And the only way I got the part is because I thought he was hitting on my, I was living with Frank Zappa, rest in peace, at the time. I was going out with Lala, his nephew, his niece, I mean. And Lala and I were just like this, and I thought he was hitting on her. And he's like, come down, you'll see nothing's going. I drove down, and I'm like, oh, nice to meet you, sorry about that. Oh, any rules in this for me? And he's like, there's a guy named Dinger with, like, orange red hair. And I'm like, I am Dinger, dude. So that's how that happened.
Tell you who would hit on you. My mother, because she's a massive fan. She's a big Frank Zappa fan.
Right.
Oh, loves Frank Zappa, Reuben and the Jets, everything. Right. Even all the side projects. If she knew you even met anyone connected to Frank Zappa, she would try to bait you.
Frank let me... Frank. Oh, dude.
It's as simple as that.
Wow, man. Frank,
what are you saying about my mom? She's lovely.
No. Hey, Mom. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Right, Steve in Liverpool is one of those weird things that may or may not be true.
It got weird.
Did you perform with Huey Lewis in the News?
No.
That's the power of love. Did you perform with him at something, at anything?
No. You're probably thinking of Michael J. Fox, Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, no, we didn't perform with him. It was just in it.
In the radio in the beginning, yeah.
Oh.
7 o'clock, ding.
So, in terms of weird things like that, because you told me the Thrills did ask you to introduce them once for whatever happened to Corey Haim.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that wasn't sort of, you thought it might be a bit weird.
Just, you know, whenever they went, whatever happened, you know, and Corey Haim, Haim.
Yeah.
Corey Haim. What am I supposed to do? Like, light my lighter and go, really? I'm here.
I'm here, hello.
It's, you know, like Dr. Evil on a bad day. Really? Really? I love all of you. I mean, you know, it's just not being evil. I felt weird.
Well, listen, here's Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Colin.
You all right?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Say hello to Corey.
Hey.
Hi, Corey.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm really good, thank you.
Good.
Now, a lot of people have been texting, and the most common text that we've had is, you know, for example, you know, we got a text here from Teresa Turner, 12-year-old, posters all over the room of you. Catherine, you're in a similar situation. You carried around a picture of Corey where?
I was, Corey, it was either when we were at school, when we were sort of like 13 and 14, it was when the Lost Boys and everything else was coming out, and it was all Corey Haim, Corey Feldman, and
you're a sweetheart.
Everyone used to cut their little pictures out and put them in their purse and in their pencil case and carry them around, and it was all about you guys, all about you guys.
It's amazing to me. It really is. It's amazing to me. Thank you, darling.
It really, really was.
I appreciate it. You're a sweetheart.
Isn't it nice to know Catherine, he's still such a sound guy. You know, we get away because you never know what's going to happen.
Wait, I guess the question is, hey, Kath, do you still have any pictures of me around, or are they like...
Well, mate, that's contentious.
Uh-oh.
I tell you what, we'll try and update that for you, all right? We'll do a picture before you leave, Corey.
We will.
Get it signed.
Sign it for Kath.
And send it over.
Cool.
How's that,
Kath? Kath.
Yes?
You want, I got pictures and stuff. We're going to get you one. You like, you saw Lost Boys, yeah?
I did.
Do you like the dog Nanook in it?
Nanook?
Yeah, remember my dog Nanook?
Sure.
Cool, so I got a great picture with him, we'll sign for you,
brilliant.
Okay?
Well, thank you so much.
We'll update you.
Thank you so much.
Self-promotion.
Thanks, Catherine.
Very well,
Catherine. Cheers. Have a good day, Catherine.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart. Right, you too.
Bye. Bye.
Listen, Corey, thank you very much for coming in. But one more thing to do before
you
go. We're going to play a bit of Razorlight, and then we got to play a track from The Lost Boys.
Cool.
Don't we, really? So the text number's 81199. We'll let the people decide.
Let them.
Let's see if they text in. Have you got a particular favourite yourself or a couple?
I just love the opening, the Cry Little Sister.
It's freaking.
The kids in it, you know? Yeah, man. Remember that song by Martika, Toy Soldiers?
Yes.
So Martika and I were like an item for a while, and I heard that at her house first and started crying when I first heard it.
I need to get your address book.
Sure.
There's all sorts of people.
Posh,
Spice, Martika, everything.
Yeah, right?
Terrible.
The only cool one is Joanne behind me, baby.
Razor Light in the morning, then a track off The Lost Boys, 81199, the text. It's up to you.